coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
It's time to return to our coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup. We heard from Malcolm Blackburn not that long ago. Cameron Lee and Darren Kane have been speaking to Ilium. First, Cameron.
So you got to play for Team Ellen Vanin yesterday then. How was that for you?
It's quite a special moment, I would say. Before the Manx football season started, just sort of gave myself a personal goal of trying to take my football one step further and, be competing with these boys. Obviously had a good season with Corinthians and battling up there and, just being part of this group and taking the football to the next level. It was it's exciting and just very, very proud to be here.
Absolutely. Do you feel a lot of pressure on your shoulders representing the Isle of Man?
Yes, I would say so, because it's a very big stage. I wasn't sure what to expect when we came over here to London. A lot of coverage, a lot of media, journalists everywhere, so you have to be on tip-top form on and off the field. And obviously, playing Ellen Vanin, you've got to have broad shoulders, because we want to do well and we want to show people what we're capable of, because we're just sometimes overlooked, but I think we all want to prove something.
So what are you going to be getting up to personally then ahead of the kickoff tomorrow at 5 o'clock?
Just
having a relaxing one, are you?
Yeah, just stay horizontal for as long as you can, take in the fluids and just try and make sure that the bodies are 100% or as close to 100% as possible, to hopefully give a senior and Dicko some selection issues, because obviously we all want to play. And it's just about being ready for when the managers and the coaching staff need you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very best of luck for the big match tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, buddy.
And Ilium also spoke to Darren Kane.
How is London treating you?
London's treating us very well. It's lovely weather. Probably matching back home at the minute. I believe it's just as good, but it's quite a different heat. It's very, very humid and very sticky. So it is a bit different getting used to, but loveliest weather. Anyone we've met as well has actually been really nice as well. So nice little trip into the city. Little chill on the grass outside Buckingham Palace today with a few of the lads.
Little bite
to eat. And it's been, it's just really, really good.
Ace, you were on the pitch representing the island yesterday, weren't you?
I was indeed, yeah. I made my debut.
How was that for you?
Well, I must admit, it was a little bit unexpected. Not expecting to be in from the start, which was a real nice surprise when I found that out. And it's just felt really good after what's been quite a long season. It just felt like a bit of a reward at the end.
How has the training on island kind of compared to being out there in London then?
We've been, myself, Cameron, Sean Doyle, Whitley, Brody, Burns, we've all been put through the ringer with Danny Mack, Ewan Watney and Ben today, Qualtro, throughout the season. We've worked hard. One of the hardest bits we needed to do at the start of the season, we said, is to match people like Georgie's, Russian's, Peel's fitness. Mm-hmm. So we spent a long season trying to get to that level, and that's just put us in good stead for being over here, and then we can obviously match and obviously compete with our, not only the lads in our team, but also the teams that we're playing against.
Yeah. So how do you think you're going to get on tomorrow in the kickoff at 5 o'clock? Do you reckon Ellen Vanner will push it to the max?
I think we will. I think, as Cameron and Malcolm have said, we've not only have we got a strong team that started, we had a very, very strong bench with a few more players coming back from injury as well to make the squad as a whole even stronger. We watched a bit of the game yesterday. It ran out 4-0, a 4-0 win for Barrowa. So we know what both teams are about. And to me, we're a very hard-working team. So we will have to match that from the start. And then we can hopefully put our foot down and put our mark on our playing style with our high press and hopefully cause quite a few problems.